All right. In other news now, Israel has deported a Palestinian French human rights lawyer and activist after his Jerusalem residency rights were revoked earlier this month. Salah Hamouri had been detained without charge since March under so-called administrative detention. Israeli authorities have imprisoned him several times, alleging his involvement in an assassination plot of a former chief rabbi. He was also branded a terrorist by Israel as a member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Rob McBride is following developments for us from West Jerusalem. Hello there, Rob. What more can you tell us about this deportation?
Yeah, the Interior Ministry here confirmed that Hamouri was put on a plane early Thursday morning bound for Paris, so bringing to an end his long fight against deportation. He is a Palestinian French human rights lawyer, also activist, but according to the Israelis, he is a terrorist. They say he's been involved with a terrorist organization, that he has served several times in prison. His longest prison stretch was 7 years, and that was after a plea agreement in the alleged plot to assassinate a former chief rabbi and also a spiritual leader here. Now, after he was released from that sentence, according to the authorities, he was still involved in what they say were terrorist activities. They revoked his Jerusalem residency. It's this residency status that Palestinians in the occupied East Jerusalem live under. And once that was revoked, because he is a dual national with French citizenship, it then opened the way for him to be deported to France. But he has never spent any length of time in France, although he has a French wife and his children who are in France themselves. Jerusalem has always been his home, so it has raised serious concerns from human rights groups here that the authorities could use this to target other activists. It's also raised concerns in France itself.
And Rob, just briefly, what do they mean when they say that they've put him in administrative detention?
Yeah, this has highlighted this very controversial practice whereby somebody can be detained for months at a time and then you can get an extension to that where they don't charge you with anything and they don't even tell you what you are being held under. According to the authorities, this is so that they can protect sensitive intelligence, which might lead to other attacks. But according to opponents of this, it's simply being used by the authorities to lock up people that they don't like. And it is, at the moment, there are more than 800 Palestinians being held under this controversial administrative detention in Israeli prisons.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, Rob McBride, live for us there in West Jerusalem.